I confess, when my oldest son was younger, I didn't slather him with sunscreen. It's not that I meant to cause him harm. It's because I had trouble finding a brand that didn't cause him to have an allergic reaction. Some ingredient just didn't sit well on him. Turns out that I've gone beyond the pale in more ways than one, and I was lucky he didn't burn. A bad sunburn can lead to child abuse or child neglect or child endangerment charges. A few summers ago, for example, a police officer in a small Ohio town near the Pennsylvania border spotted a mother with children at a county fair. He noted that the children had sunburns, arrested the mother on felony child endangerment charges, and sent the mother to jail for 1 week. That's according to an account in a Pittsburgh newspaper. Charges, they say, were later dismissed. Scary stuff for those of us who've towed the bathing suit tan line in the past, especially when you learn that a typical child endangerment statute is fairly broad and sometimes at least subject to an endangerment is in the eye of the beholder sort of interpretation. In Ohio, for example, no parent shall create a substantial risk to the health or safety of the child. That's the line that gave the officer a legal reason to see red. Sunburns can be painful and, medical experts say, can lead to skin cancer. Too many piping hot funnel cakes at the same county fair can burn the tongue and, medical experts say, can cause obesity and heart attacks, and we haven't even touched the tilt-a-whirl nausea issue. This is not to make light, of course, of the many child endangerment cases out there, and certainly that Ohio officer probably believed that he acted in the best interests of those children, one named appropriately enough, Rose. And lest we shake our heads and wonder what's up with Ohio police, this is not the first time a sunburn case has seen the light of day. Back about 20 years ago at another fair, this one the Illinois State Fair, police found two sunburned, listless children with diaper rash out in the sun. Their father, who worked at the fair, appeared on the scene, and the police promptly arrested him for child neglect. Turns out that the children had been in the care of a babysitter, and the Illinois child neglect statute required that for a charge to stand, a parent must knowingly act to neglect his children. The father sued the officer for wrongful arrest and won. The appellate court found that the officer should have asked if the children had been in the father's care before they arrested him, should have attempted to find out if he'd done all this knowingly. Reading between the lines, of course, had he answered yes, that he'd overseen the sunburn, the listlessness, the diaper rash, the arrest would have been proper. So beware the sun this summer and slather on the sunscreen for more reasons than the potential for sunburn. One thing is clear. You can't count on the police seeing a bad sunburn on a child through rose-colored glasses. I'm Amy Guida.